Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. Several House committees are subpoenaing a key U.S. ambassador in the impeachment inquiry of President Trump. NPR's Claudia Grisales reports the move came after Gordon Sondland's testimony was blocked.
The House Intelligence, Foreign Affairs, and Oversight Committees will subpoena Sondland for his testimony and documents. Sondland is the ambassador to the European Union. He was party to text messages released to the panel. The White House and State Department blocked his testimony before the Intelligence Committee this morning. Chairman Adam Schiff says the move is considered strong evidence in their obstruction investigation. The committee is investigating claims Trump pressured the Ukrainian president to interfere in the 2020 elections in exchange for U.S. military aid. Claudia Grisales, NPR News, Washington.
With the White House and Democrats in Congress moving closer to all-out war in Washington, committee chairs are hitting back. Congressman Elliot Engel chairs the House Foreign Affairs Committee. He told NPR's All Things Considered the Trump administration is not cooperating with the inquiry.
It's very clear that the administration is stonewalling, plain and simple. It's really just outrageous. People have a legal right to talk to Congress, and the State Department and the White House should not be standing in their way. And stopping witnesses from appearing before our committees really constitutes evidence of obstruction of the impeachment inquiry.
Engel, however, did not commit to going to court to enforce a subpoena in the event it's ignored. He also told NPR today he expects former Ambassador Marie Yovanovitch to appear before the committee Friday as scheduled. Small business owners remain fairly bullish on the U.S. economy, but not quite as confident as they were this summer. NPR's Scott Horsley reports on a new small business survey.
The survey found 30% of small business owners have been adversely affected by tariffs. Uncertainty about the business climate has ticked up in recent months. About one in five business owners say it's a good time to expand. Only about one in 10 expect conditions to improve in the near future. With a tight labor market, 29% of business owners report boosting pay and benefits for their employees. But most have not been able to pass on those costs. Only about 8% of business owners say they've been able to raise prices. Wholesale prices actually dipped last month with an annual increase of just 1.4%. Inflation continues to run well below the Federal Reserve's target of 2%. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
Comments from Federal Reserve Board Chairman Jerome Powell, the Fed would be open to further interest rate cutting amid mounting global economic risks, briefly helped to stem losses on Wall Street, though that was short-lived. Powell telling the National Association of Business Economists in a meeting in Denver, it's also time to allow the Fed's asset holdings to begin expanding again. On Wall Street, the Dow plunged 313 points today. The Nasdaq was down 132 points. This is NPR. Princeton University cosmologist James Peebles says when he answered the phone at 5:30 a.m. this morning, he figured it was either something wonderful or something horrible. In his case, it turned out to be the former. The 84-year-old Canadian-American, given the good news that he had won the Nobel Prize in Physics, along with two Swiss scientists, for theoretical discoveries and understanding how the universe evolved from the Big Bang and discovering a new type of planet, work that Peebles began in the mid-60s. Finalists for this year's National Book Awards have been announced. NPR's Rose Friedman highlights some of the nominees.
This year's nonfiction list includes three memoirs. What You Have Heard Is True is by the poet Carolyn Forché. She writes about traveling to El Salvador just before the Civil War there. Another by Sarah M. Broom called The Yellow House is about her family's home in New Orleans, which was destroyed first by Hurricane Katrina and then demolished by the city. And Solitary by Albert Woodfox is about the 4 decades he spent in solitary confinement for a crime he did not commit. Fiction includes Booker Prize winner Marlon James, as well as writers Susan Choi and Julia Phillips. In addition, two Lifetime Achievement Awards will be given out, one to writer Edmund White and one to the CEO of the American Booksellers Association, Orrin Teicher. Rose Friedman, NPR News, New York.
Democratic presidential hopeful Bernie Sanders says he was, quote, dumb for not listening to the symptoms he was experiencing before suffering a heart attack on the campaign trail last week. The 78-year-old Vermont senator made his remarks today as he headed to a cardiologist appointment. Doctors inserted two stents. Sanders is expected to resume his campaign. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News.